It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, October 6th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Mere mortals can't defeat Zeus. More than 100 people in the U.S., England, and other countries have been arrested for stealing money online using a bit of malicious computer code called Zeus. But those arrests will not stop more of these attacks from happening. Chet Wisniewski is a security analyst for the computer security firm Sophos. Chet, define Zeus.
It's a computer virus that gets into your machine and allows it to communicate with people in other places where they can control it remotely and instruct it to do things in part, kind of like a bot or a zombie.
And so what are the things it does once it gets in there?
Most versions of Zeus are looking for banking information, so it tries to record your keystrokes when you're logging into your online bank account so that the criminals behind the operation can acquire your identity, if you will, and steal your money.
So it gets in there, it's recording the keystrokes, it's focusing on banking information, and then what does it do with that information that it acquires?
Earlier versions of it would send it off to remote servers out on the internet where the people behind the attacks are then later collecting it. Some of the newer versions of it even use the equivalent of an instant messaging client where they can actually instant message your banking credentials to the criminal so they can immediately act upon it as soon as they get it.
How is it different from other malware that's already out there?
The main difference is that it's been very successful, and it's specifically targeted at stealing financial information. So there's a lot of other kinds of malware, like fake antivirus programs, that are a little more visible to the user. But Zeus's purpose in life is to kind of stay completely quiet and try to acquire these financial credentials.
That's Chet Wisniewski. Besides silently spying on unsuspecting customers, and I don't mean to freak you out, but this is important stuff to know, Zeus is multiplying fast. Alex Cox is an analyst at the security firm NetWitness. He says you can find versions of Zeus for sale online now.
So you could actually just download Zeus and install it. And if you want to, you know, kind of get the state-of-the-art stuff that's under current development and the developers are working, you know, full-time on making sure it works correctly and adding new things to it, I think it's like $10,000 to $20,000, depending on what options you want. So fairly expensive, but from a, you know, money standpoint, from these fraudsters and the amounts of money that they're making, you know, pretty affordable.
What kind of bank accounts is Zeus going after? Just any online bank at all?
Any financial institution can be a target of Zeus. So I can say, maybe I want to look at one particular bank today, but tomorrow I want to look at another bank. I can easily update that setting. That's another thing with Zeus and the criminal marketplace. There have actually been some evidence of teams of guys working and saying, okay, here's a configuration for Zeus that works the best if you're looking for this sort of information. So they kind of actively develop it together and trade secrets and ideas on how to use it best. So.
It's like the drug trade combined with the mafia combined with open source software enthusiasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's really scary because, you know, essentially what you've got with the Eastern European guys is you've got a lot of guys that are really technically competent when it comes to, you know, generalized IT work, you know, system administration and software development and that sort of thing. And there's not a lot of job market for them. So they go, okay, well, I have all these skills. How can I make money? Well, you know, doing malware and cybercrime is kind of easy money when you've got some technical skill.
Alex Cox says Zeus criminals are hard to catch. The actual thief might be in, say, Latvia, the servers in Brazil. It's all routed through Africa. By the time you deal with all those nations, laws, and languages, the crook has moved on. Best thing you can do? Update your security software and get informed. We have more information about Zeus at marketplacetech.org. Other stories we're following online, Netflix updated its iPhone app to have video out capabilities. That means you can now hook up an adapter to your iPhone or iPod Touch and watch stuff on your TV. And Facebook holds what they describe only as an event today. We'll keep you updated on what they announce at marketplacetech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
John, election officials in Washington, D.C. had a new electronic voting system in place. They wanted to make sure it was hacker-proof, though, so they dared hackers to try to hack their way into it.
These stories never seem to end with the system being absolutely secure.
No, so within days, officials testing the machine noticed that when a vote was cast, the machine played a song. The University of Michigan fight song. Turns out a Michigan professor who had worked with the organization building the system challenged his students to bust into it. The online trial has now been suspended.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, bad news for electronic voting. Good news for school spirit, though. You can find us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.